Yeah, pretty excited to get a PS4.
So it's definitely a done deal, is it?
Well, you never say done deal till the deal's done, but...
So you're that much under the thumb, you have to ask to get a... you have to get permission?
You're going to play me like that, are you?
Is that it, is it?
No.
Oh, bullshit. Said, let me see if I've still got the message. I really...
No. Don't get me in more shit. Get me in shit. Where I am. I just got a really cool wife.
Don't talk shit.
Minisode. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out.
I do believe your message was, my wife said I might be able to get a PlayStation 4 when we get back from holidays. Translation, I have to get permission to get a PS4.
That's your translation. Are you going to play me like that, are you? Is that how it is?
Oh, I'm playing you like a puppet. Oh.
And what else did I write after that? What was the message I wrote after that? Best wife ever.
It's going to be, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're sucking up.
I'm not sucking up. I didn't know you were going to mention this on the show.
your wife is allowing you to get a PS4. Do you want to just take your agates out of her handbag? If you want a PS4, just go back. Go out and get a PS4 back soon.
It doesn't work like that, Vince.
No, it does.
Doesn't work like that.
Who are you, Carmelo Anthony?
Should we jump into it?
We should.
Do people want to hear us? I've had a few messages through the week, actually. Where are you guys? When's the next show coming out? It's been pretty cool.
Well, you're just you're a workaholic, mate. You're married to your job.
Oh, don't say that.
Since you've started this new job, you're just not quite as accessible as you once were.
Oh, that hurts a little.
It's not a dig.
I tell you what hurts a little. All-star snubs. That's what hurts a little.
You didn't make it again?
I missed out this year. I say that like I got in last year, but I missed out this year. Look, I don't really have a big problem with the selections because they are what they are. You know, people listening to the regulars listening to the Courtside podcast, they know our stance on All-Star Weekend.
Shit.
They know you don't watch it. They know I don't love it. I pick it apart, but I'll sit and watch it anyway.
I will say this. I am watching the dunk comp.
Oh, I'm watching the three-point shootout.
Please.
That's loaded. That's going to be great.
Dunk comp's back, mate. That's going to be great.
You reckon? Levine's taking it out. I don't see anyone beating him on that roster.
Yeah, I agree Levine's taking it out, but...
Giannis had that good dunk the other day. Yeah, that little windmill, but I don't know, he's just too lanky. He doesn't look as graceful, but Levine's taking this thing out.
It's a lineup that you just go, geez, any one of these guys, you just don't know, like, they're all with a massive chance. Like, in the past year when Shannon Brown was in it and guys like that, you're like, you know he's not going to win it.
Hmm.
But these guys, it's like, everyone's a legit chance.
No, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to watch them. I will watch the All-Star game itself, but I mean, look, the big uproar online has been the snubs.
Yep.
Your boy, Boogie, he got in.
Thank God.
Replaces an injured Kobe. I don't have a big problem with it. I mean, the Sacramento's record stinks, so I don't have a massive problem with it. Because, you know...
You've got some kind of problem with it.
I have a little problem with it, but not a massive problem.
Of course you do. Because it's Boogie Cousins.
Well, look, Damian Lillard was expecting to get in. Feels a little bit disrespected by the league for, you know, and the other coaches not getting in. I don't feel like Portland are a good enough team to have two All-Stars.
Wow, you're something wrong with you.
What are you talking about?
You're telling me Lillard shouldn't be ahead of CP3.
I'm saying you can't control the starters because the fans vote those clowns in. But I don't think Portland's good enough to have two All-Stars.
No, that's rubbish.
Adam Silver thinks he should expand the rosters so that even more All-Stars get in, which I think is a massive fail because no matter how big you expand the roster, there's always going to be someone who misses out. And that's half the fun, debating who got, arguing about who got, you know, disrespected, who got snubbed this year. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a part of it. That's good. That's good talk. It's healthy for the league. He can't try and make everyone happy by expanding the roster, because if he does that, half the guys aren't going to get minutes, and they're just going to be sitting on the bench. No one wants to watch guys sitting on the bench. So I think 12 was fine. But has everyone forgotten about Mike Conley?
I love Mike Conley, but there's no room for him in this team.
I think he should be taken before Lillard.
No, look. You're stuffed.
Are you kidding me? Career year, second in the West?
No.
That team doesn't function without him. I think he gets overlooked. I don't think Portland's good enough to have two All-Stars. I definitely don't think Miami's good enough to have two All-Stars in the East, but that's a whole different bag.
Don't tell me Bosch made it.
Bosch is in.
How does Bosch make it? Oh, jeez.
So everyone, you know, if you follow the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, you would have seen my post with Vujicic through the week, and he's posted numbers. And my argument was basically, I can't see how Bosch made it in.
You mean Vucevic, that guy?
Yeah.
Nikola Vucevic, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I can't see how Bosch made it in when, you know, his numbers are subpar. Doesn't it feel like a little bit like the whole sack, like Boogie Cousins making it in the West deal, though?
Dude, I'm just still struggling to get past Lillard. Now you've just glossed over it.
I've been arguing it all week on Facebook. I haven't just glossed over it. I got the
reserves here, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is Lillard not ahead of Tim Duncan?
I don't know. I kind of feel like that's, yeah. I mean, is it like a farewell tour for Tim Duncan? I can kind of understand that, but yeah, I don't think Spurs are playing fantastic basketball.
That's poo. It really is. So hang on, the starters now are Curry, Paul,
yep.
Griffin, Davis, and Gasol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the starters. You can't control the starters.
Yeah, you know, but Chris Paul's on the bench initially. So, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy how little it is. I'm flabbergasted. Seriously, Chris Bosh. Al Horford's probably in because of their record. Even though I love Al Horford.
Hawks get three players. I can understand that. They're having a fantastic year. If they got two, I'd have been like, okay, yeah, cool. That's what it is. Three, yeah, they don't deserve four, even though I think, you know, even though I'm a big fanboy of Korver.
Korver's not making this
team. Mate, never say never.
Actually, you could make an argument.
Definitely.
Put him ahead of Jimmy Butler.
Well, I think Butler's probably having a bit better year, but it's not as if, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I don't argue the point because I sound too biased anyway, but.
Boy.
But, yeah, I mean, look, it's half the fun of arguing the All-Star snubs, you know. I don't think the answer for Adam Silver by trying to please everyone and him feeling guilty when he had to make the choice between Boogie and Damian Lillard to replace Kobe, I don't think that's the right way to go around it. Do you know what I mean? All this talk is good for the league. People have been talking about this for a week now. They're like, it's great. It's, yeah, okay, Lillard got snubbed, but, you know, he's put it on his own shoulders. He's come out and said, well, you know, he's going to make him regret the decision. That's fine. But
and now he's not
in my humble opinion, I just don't think I wouldn't give him the nod ahead of Conley.
You're wrong there.
How am I wrong?
Conley's awesome. I love Mike Conley. Don't get me wrong, but I think he's had an awesome year and I think he's a better player than Conley.
Oh, I think you're mad.
Nah, that's,
look at the Grizzlies record.
Yeah, that's great. You got Gasol in there. You don't deserve two All-Stars, mate.
And Portland do?
Lillard is that good.
Oh, my God.
He is, man. Come on.
I'm not saying he's not good. I like Damian Lillard.
Well, then you should be in the All-Star team.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm telling you, you should be.
It's garbage. Conley gets snubbed again.
He was one of the first, I would have thought. Like, if I'm a coach, I'm going, he's not in the starting lineup. We've got to have Lillard on this team. He'd be one of the first picked in my book.
I don't know. I thought this would be the year that Conley, you know, finally doesn't get snubbed and forgotten about, and they've just dicked around and stuffed it up anyway.
Yeah, look, I'd love to see him in an All-Star game, but if I had the choice out of him and Dame, I'd go Dame.
Wow.
I love the guy, but you're you're all over him because you're a Grizz fan.
Well, it's not that. He's having a fantastic year. Look at the Grizz.
Yeah, but that just tips him. Like, he is having a fantastic year, but you're also a bit more emotional about it because you're a Grizz fan.
Well, I just feel like he's had the better season. He gets better every single year. I mean, what's he got to do? I mean, the Grizz are sitting second in the West. Yeah, like I'm totally happy with Portland to have one All-Star. I just don't think they deserve two, which they didn't get anyway. But, I mean, if the next person in line is Damian Lillard, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I just feel like that's a bit wrong.
Okay, well, what more does Monte Ellis have to do?
Fair point, but look at there's
always someone who misses it out. But I
totally agree.
Lillard's a bit stiff.
Totally agree, but, you know, Dallas' record's not great.
It's pretty freaking good.
It's not. Where are they sitting in the West right now?
Six? Yeah, but, geez, the West is tough. I mean, they're still, like, 30.
Right. The Grizzlies are sitting second, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, bend over. No, I just don't see him ahead of Lillard, and you need to let it go.
No, it's crazy talk. Had a killer game today against the Suns, too, by the way. Killer.
Yeah. Oh, look,
I like Conley, man. Like, just, he doesn't talk. You know, Lillard's all up in the press, feeling disrespected. Wipe me a freaking tear. Boo-hoo. Conley's going out, putting up numbers.
Wipe me a tear. Did you say wipe me a tear?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've had a lot of raspberry cordial before we started recording today. It's taking all my concentration to arrange my words, all right? It's doing the best
wife,
I can.
Did your wife let you have raspberry?
Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, she'll come out here and beat you.
Oh.
Hey, talking about beating people.
Yeah.
Do you like that segue?
Very nice. Here's Enes Kanter.
We got to talk about the big man.
Which big man? There's many big men.
Oh, the big man that has come out of or feels like come out of nowhere.
Well, I actually sat down to watch the Heat game on Saturday, and because you know me, I'm a massive rebounding fan. I love guys who can rebound.
Hassan Whiteside, man.
Sorry, what'd you call him?
Hassan Whiteside.
Could have sworn you said Hassan.
No, I didn't say that. There's no I.
No, I'm pretty sure you did. I love the way this guy rebounds.
He's so long, man.
Yeah, but he rebounds really loosely.
I think this is funny. I think this whole him coming out of nowhere. I mean, look, I know he's done the hard yards and jumped, you know, in China and, you know, D League to China. You know, he got let go 2 years ago by Sacramento.
And the Heat brought him in a year or two ago.
Yeah.
For a workout.
But he's obviously done the work to put himself where he is, put him in that position. But I was just like, man, Sacramento just must be kicking themselves. I mean, he's breaking all kinds of Heat records right now in, like, limited minutes too.
But have you watched him though?
Yeah.
Have you, like, sat down and watched the game?
Yeah.
Like, on Saturday...
Chicago game, man, was amazing.
He had 12 rebounds in, like, the first quarter.
Yeah. Like, 7 minutes, he's sitting on 12 boards.
But it was... Like, they're not like a tenacious... He's not like a tenacious rebounder. He's just got timing.
That's what I was going to say. His patience is so good.
But one thing Hubie Brown says, and don't you just love Hubie? I could listen to this guy commentate all day. And I agree with him. He's got no post moves whatsoever. So if he can develop those, whew.
But that's the thing with him. Like, there's potential. There's still more room for growth. It's not as like he's just exploded on the scene and he's this complete player. I mean, he's already putting up great numbers, like what? Like 2K numbers. And, you know, you're having that, like, where's this kid coming from? Like, you're looking at the minutes, you're going, but he only played, like, 22 minutes that game. What's going on? Like, he opens up the... Like, he's just saving Miami right now. I mean, he's opening up runs where Miami are going on 30-2 runs against opposing teams. It's actually a lot of fun to... A lot of fun to watch. Like,
it is.
It gives me a lot of, I don't know, almost like a throwback vibe to when, obviously, Jeremy Lin was tearing it up for a bit.
Yep.
You know, that it hasn't got the same, media coverage behind it quite now, but it's just that he's just a player on this tear right now, and if he can keep the production up, he might be an all-star next year, but Man.
Even if he say, pops off on scoring a little, as long as he keeps up the rebounding, I mean, he's going to be so valuable. He can block shots. That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting. I hope he just keeps working and it just keeps turning it on. He's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
This is why we love the NBA. Guys can just break out. It's such a good story, though.
Because, awesome. I mean, I remember this kid sitting on the bench in Sacramento just thinking, oh, man, like, you know, another one of those tall, you know, skinny dudes that don't really, you know, you think, oh, yeah, they're going to be out of the league pretty soon.
Yeah, and, I thought he was another Patrick O'Brien or something.
Seriously, man. And he's bulked up. He looks good. He looks athletic. I've made a comparison. I don't know if you've heard a comparison, but he reminds me of an injury-free Andrew Bynum.
You know what? That's your best comparison ever.
What do you reckon? You reckon that's pretty spot on?
Usually you'll suck, but this is good.
I think he's probably a little bit more mobile than what Bynum was, healthy, but... And obviously, you know, like you said, he doesn't have the Bynum post moves, but Bynum didn't really have them until later on anyway. But as far as that length and that ability to get up and down the court, I mean... Man, his length is amazing, I find. Like, he's getting boards and two-handed dunks because he's just that long and explosive right now.
Yeah, no, I really like that comparison. It's funny you mentioned him. Actually, I asked someone yesterday if they thought Bynum would come back in the league.
Mm.
Don't think so. But, that's really good. It's so fun to watch things like this happen, especially a center because, you know, post players and forwards are my favourite kind of players, but
telling you, man, post players, man, they're gonna make a bit of a boom back, I reckon.
Oh, they have to, don't they? I'm sick of watching these 6'10" blokes just settle for threes.
Everything is old becomes new again eventually, and these teams. Exactly. All it takes is one team to turn around and win it with a big post player, and everyone jumps on the bandwagons. You know, we've had a really good run with our point guards the last few years.
Yep.
And I think the big men will definitely make a return soon because we're starting to see it.
You know, use that word again. It's cyclical.
Cyclical. I don't know what that means.
It's a word. I've heard it being used before.
It sounds like a really bad tattoo. What's that written across his chest? Cyclical.
Move on.
A lot of red cordial wins. A lot.
Yeah. Jeez.
Speaking of the red... We should touch on it. The Hawks, their 19-game win streak come to an end today thanks to the eyebrow, Anthony Davis, and the Pelicans. It was bird versus bird today. Don't you find it funny how all these teams have gone these big win streaks? They always lose to a 500 team.
Yeah, and that 500 team's always at home.
Right?
You know, they always come up, they're on a streak and they get to this 500 team and you know if they were playing in Atlanta that they would have won.
Yeah.
Because they're in New Orleans, yeah, it's like typical.
Yeah, I just thought they were a little bit flat today and the shot wasn't there. But, I mean, are you convinced? Are you convinced with this Hawks team, Vince?
I'm convinced they're going to win 60-odd games. I'm not convinced they're going to win the championship. Even Doug Collins isn't convinced. Like, he said he was. He goes, who's that peanut on there, Sage Steele? Why is she on there? This panel they've got is terrible.
Oh, there's some bad ones. There are some bad ones.
But she goes, oh, can the Hawks win their title? And he paused for a second. He goes, as long as they keep playing good basketball, they can win the title. I was like, you're not convinced either, Doug. Come on, mate.
Way to say all the right things, Doug. You're fishing for a job, mate.
Yeah, they're not going to win the title.
I think they'll make Eastern Conference Finals.
I'll go with you there. That
you've much. Turned. You've turned. Wait.
No, whoa. No, I haven't turned. I don't think I've made a prediction of where they'll end up.
I believe your words were they won't win shit.
Yeah, so they're still not going to win shit. But they might win the Eastern Conference. Might get into the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
Still won't win shit.
Oh, boy. We actually had a question about the Atlanta Hawks come through on the Facebook page from Tanae Wilson Brown.
I'm sorry. He's a good guy. I'm just shitting him.
Great guy. Timberwolves fan.
Can take a joke.
Big fan of the show. He wants to know if he says on the Facebook page, the Hawks
spit
are the.
It out, McCoy.
I'm trying. the Atlanta Hawks are the fifth team with an 18-plus game win streak before All-Star break. The previous four teams reached the NBA Finals. Three won the title. He just saw that stat. He wanted to know any thoughts on it.
A very interesting stat, and thanks for bringing it to my attention. The Hawks will be the second team to not win an NBA championship.
Ouch. Zing!
Very, very good stat, though. I like those. Keep sending us stuff like that. Because, you know me, I don't research.
Shut up.
Oh, no, I research, just not very well.
Well, I know they dropped the game today against the Pelicans. You know, the run had to... I'm kind of glad the run's over, to be honest, because now they can get back to, you know, just playing Hawks ball and with the pressure off a little bit now.
You know what they say, every win just closer to your next loss.
That's right. That's right. But I actually think they'll go on another big win streak.
Oh,
I could see really? Another...
You're
dude,
going out on a limb there, eh?
Dude, I could see another 12-game win streak before the season's out with this team.
Don't disagree at all.
I just think they're playing that good right now.
Do not disagree at all.
Wow. I thought I'd have a lot more fight from you this show.
No. I said they're very good. They're playing very good basketball, but they won't win shit.
I mean, injuries could hamper them. Carroll's Achilles flared up a little bit, so he was...
Really?
Yeah. But...
What is it with Achilles, man? Everyone's doing it.
I know, right?
But one of the experts go, I can go at any time, doesn't matter. I don't know, maybe the pre-seasons are too harsh now or something. I don't know.
It does feel like a very injury-plagued season. I have to agree.
We need to get a doctor on here or something.
Yeah. Well, every week we hit the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and ask you guys what teams and topics you'd like to hear about on this week's show.
Any questions?
We've got some bites, Vince. Oh, first of all, before I jump into that, I just want to say big shout out to Joey. Joey! Over at Timberwolves Explosion. Shouts us out every single week without fail. Been loving Timberwolves Explosion of late, mate, so keep up the good work. And
you know what? If you're a Timberwolves fan, seriously, download his show, listen to it. This guy is Mr. Timberwolf. His team's shit. Like, they're worse than mine. and he's out every weekend. He's pumping out a new show. And he tells it like it is. He pisses a lot of people off on Twitter. Not Facebook as much, but just because they can't handle the truth.
It's good to have, like, someone who follows the team and who's honest about their own team.
He lives in Minnesota. He goes to games. He's been on them since they came in the league. This guy bleeds blue and white or whatever colour they are this year. So check him out. He's a top bloke.
Our first question comes from Luke Will, and he wants to know, hey, boys, can you discuss on the next podcast who you think the greatest Aussie NBA player ever is? My friends and I can't decide between Longley and Bogut. Interesting.
That is a bloody good question. I love it. So
the greatest Aussie NBA player.
Well, if you're going to go purely on talent, you're going to have to say Bogut.
Ooh.
But not to say I wasn't scared of him. Yeah, Sweet J, he was nowhere near the rebounder Bogut. He was nowhere near the shot blocker.
Who? Longley?
Longley.
But he was an intricate part of the championship team for the Bulls.
I'm not saying he wasn't.
All right, to get your knickers in a knot.
Well, but he's not as good as Bogut. He's not as skilled as Bogut. Right, Bogut's a better rebounder, a better scorer, a better shot blocker.
But what has Bogut really done? What's Bogut really done in the league? I get what you're saying. But surely winning counts for something.
Well, if you put Bogut in the middle of the Spurs last year, he'd have a championship ring. So you're saying what?
I'm just saying, Longley.
You need to shuddy.
No, I'm just saying, like, talent-wise, I mean, greatest Aussie NBA player. I don't think that's saying talent-wise.
What's it saying?
I don't know.
Just shut up and let me answer the question. Jesus Christ, you're trying to complicate it. Longley could pass. We always say that, like all Aussie big men. And so can Bogut. Shot blocking, Bogut's ahead of him. Rebounding, even though Longley had some good rebounding days, Bogut's ahead. Bogut's got more post moves. He can shoot, but they don't give him the ball. I just think Bogut is our best NBA player.
So would you say Bogut's the better player, but Longley's more...
Had more success, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's him.
Okay. He's more...
Absolutely. Yeah. Jesus Christ, he three-peated, for Christ's sake, and was a starter.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he was a starter. Like, he wasn't a chump or anything, but...
Shit, no. I love Luke Longley. Bought his book, goddammit. But,
Wait, he's got a book?
Yeah, I'm Running with the Bulls.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You never read that?
Never read it.
You call yourself an NBA fan. You,
I'm not very patriotic, Vince.
You are a flog.
Well, just bouncing off that, our next question comes from Dan May, and he wants to know, is Bogut going to stay healthy or will he injure himself again just before the playoffs? Seriously, if I was a Warriors fan, I'd be pissed off if he was again. Hey, fair call.
I think as Australian basketball fans, we're pissed off because massive chance to be a big medal part of a championship team.
Oh, man. Does Olympics annoy everyone still?
Oh, fuck yes. Excuse the French, but yes.
I mean, you can't blame him for being injured, I suppose, but so close.
Look, the facts are, and people need to deal with it, Bogut's going to play the rest of his career sore. So he's going to miss games here and there.
But surely Warriors, they need to save him for the playoffs, right? I mean...
Yeah. Don't play him back-to-backs. Limit his minutes until the playoffs.
Because that's when you're really going to... It's hard to say because obviously the guy is a competitor. He wants to be out there. But like you said, he has injuries and you need to utilize Andrew Bogut, the player. And the best way to utilize him and the best way to get the most out of him is come playoff time.
And they can't win it without him.
But they can win the regulars. Like they can make the playoffs. They can still do all that regular season. It's just they need to save him for the playoffs because that's when they need him. That's when they need to rely on him because, you know what, David Lee's banged up as well. I mean, I'd be having the same approach with him as well. But
you can't rely on Festus Ezeli to be your anchor.
Yeah.
It's Bogey. Because, protect him.
Because when it hits playoffs and it slows up a bit, they're going to throw bigs at him and they're going to need someone who's not afraid to bang, take hits and cause a bit of trouble.
You just don't want him to look like he did last year where he was very gassed at times.
Yeah.
So somehow, it's hard because, you know, his knee's given him a lot of trouble, so he's not going to be running on the treadmill or they're going to be, you know, resting or draining or whatever they do.
Yeah.
But, let's just cross our fingers and toes and testicles and hopefully he's fit and firing as much as he can be come playoff time.
Like, as much as we hang crap on him, you know, about his injury and being so injury-prone. Like, we love watching this guy play.
Yeah, a lot of it's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Because I think there's people out there who think we hate Bogut.
we don't hate him. Well, he frustrates us, that's all.
Yeah.
Not him himself, his injuries.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. Our next question comes from Kalen Woods, a.k.a. the Slapbet Commissioner, who's finally caught up with our shows. He wants to know our mid-season awards, Vince. Who gets our early MVP, Rookie of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year?
I'm going Curry, Wiggins, Davis.
I can't argue with that. Curry for MVP, Andrew Wiggins, Rookie of the Year, Anthony Davis, Defensive Player of the Year. Yep, I'll even throw an extra one in, and I'll give it to Damari Carroll, Most Improved.
I like it. Probably Jimmy Butler might get most improved.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh, that's a tough one. Oh,
Sam Whiteside.
That's a good one. Well, I think he's probably left it a little bit too late to make his run, but you know what? It's still the rest of the year, so anything can happen. But as far as early votes, that'd be my...
Mate, if Don McLean can win in most improved, Sam Whiteside can.
You went there, huh?
not the singer.
You went old American Pie on him, huh? Hey, that was all our questions we had this week, but I had a topic of my own, Vince.
Yes?
Greg Anthony.
Oh, my man.
Right, so Greg Anthony, for all of you newbies out there, might be time to put the kids away to go to bed so Ohan can bust this down for you guys, but... Look, Greg Anthony, has he been charged yet on prostitution charges? Like trying to pick up a prostitute? He got arrested, okay.
You got to say allegedly.
Well, he's come out and said that he's innocent, but obviously he's been pulled from his gig on, you know, NBA TV.
Has he been sacked or?
Well, I think he's just been suspended from what I've read. Okay. Suspended till further notice, so yeah. Guilty until proven innocent, really.
Yeah, so he allegedly solicited a prostitute.
Yeah, look. I've got to say, and this might sound really wrong, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, was it? Is it in a? Is it in a brothel?
No,
a legal brothel.
No, it wasn't.
Well, then it's not. It's not.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was like more old school. Like I said in the movies, they drive up in the car window.
I beg your pardon. Say it again.
Maybe I've said too much.
No, watch.
You know, like old school movies, you see them pull up at the window, you know, they drive up the side of the street and wind down the window and, you know how it goes after that.
No, I don't know how it goes.
Oh, well.
You want to tell the story?
I don't have a problem because, you know, it must be hard to trust women when you're so loaded.
Well, I'd say it would be hard if you're pulling up to the side of the road.
Oi!
You sicko. Why didn't he just go, listen, hang on a second. If you're Greg Anthony, right, and you've got a pretty cushy job at ESPN, and you're probably getting paid $1 million doing that, made good money playing NBA, chicks know who you are. We know how it works. I mean, he could have walked into a bar, picked up anyone.
See, I don't know, man. I think you know, everyone's just looking for the next paycheck, and at least with a hooker, you know what you're going to get. You know, you're at least going to get what you pay for.
Oh, there is something. There is something wrong with
Well, I'm just saying, it's going to be hard for NBA players, even ex-NBA players, to trust anyone, really. I mean, look at Tim Duncan. He just turned around and had the... was he suing his financial advisor who robbed him of millions?
Can I just say, if Tim Duncan retires at the end of this season, he will be broke in 3 years because he has lost that much money. Like, he must be stupid.
You reckon?
If he could manage his money as well as he played basketball, I wouldn't have to worry. I reckon he's going to be broke 3 years after retiring.
Wow.
He's too trusting, it seems.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he's a changed man after his wife and her personal trainer.
Can't have changed too much. He just blew $7 million because he trusted some people.
But that's over the course of years. I mean, you don't know how the dude was, you know, ciphering it all out. I mean, that's a collective... Yeah, he could have been doing like...
A couple of hunch here and there.
Yeah, exactly. It all adds up eventually.
Well, I hope he's got money put away.
I think San Antonio will take care of him anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. He's not a bad bloke, it seems. But yeah, Greg Anthony, I mean, go to a brothel, mate. Go to a knock shop. Don't pull over and pick up some prostitute. Okay. Well, I don't care what he does. Oh, I couldn't give a stuff, but I mean, be smarter than that. Go to a brothel, it's legal. You can still get in your jollies and you go home. I'm sure his missus wouldn't be happy, but shit, she's not getting arrested.
But I think he has a missus, though. I don't think he has a missus, though. That's the thing, it's like...
Ah, well, still, go to a knock shop. Don't... If you're high profile... And me and you couldn't do it, we're too high profile, but...
Well, yeah, there's Greg Anthony, then there's us, really. I mean, we're on another tier, Vince. Another tier, mate.
Nah, but I mean, you're high profile, you don't do that. Just go to a knock shop, it's easier.
Oh, well, come on.
I'd imagine.
Oh, well, come on, man, don't you have an agent? Here it comes! Watch out!